Idaho school kids are now being taught using a new set of standards known as Common Core. Idaho lawmakers signed off on the standards 3 years ago, but there's growing opposition for them to reconsider. We'll be reporting on Common Core in Idaho over the next few months, and we begin this morning with the basics. Our education reporter, Adam Cotterell, came by to give us a tutorial. Adam, for those just joining this discussion, what exactly is Common Core?
The short answer is it's a set of education standards. But I think part of the confusion people have is with the word standards. So think of them as learning goals or objectives. You remember the beginning of this school year?
I do. My daughter started kindergarten.
And I sent you a list of everything she was supposed to be able to do by the end of the school year.
Right. I remember that. And it was a very long list.
Those were the Common Core standards for kindergarten. I have them here. Here's a reading standard. With prompting and support, ask and answer questions about key details in a text. Here's another one. With prompting and support, identify the reasons an author gives to support points in a story.
Did Idaho have a set of standards last year?
Yes. States have been required to have standards for a long time. And there is some overlap between Idaho's old standards and Common Core. The main difference, in kindergarten at least, was that Idaho's old standards focus more on foundational skills. Here's one of last year's Idaho kindergarten standards. Hold a book right side up and turn pages in the correct direction. There are some things like that in Common Core standards, but not as much.
Now, couldn't the state just use its own standards rather than go with the controversial Common Core ones?
Sure, and five states have decided they're better off writing their own. And some critics say Idaho should do that too. That includes Stacy Knutson with the group Idahoans for Local Education.
Is there nobody in Idaho that's capable of writing a set of standards? Are there no educators? Are there no teachers? Do we have that little faith in Idahoans and in our own organizations?
But Tom Luna says it's not that states couldn't write good standards on their own. Luna is Idaho's school superintendent and defender-in-chief of Common Core. He says before states adopted Common Core, there was an incentive to set low standards.
You would have a state that would set very low math standards, and they would report that 85% of their students were meeting their academic goals. You would have another state that would choose to set very high math standards, and they would report that 70% of their students met their academic standards, and the perception was that the state that was reporting 85% was doing better than the state reporting 70%.
So how do we get from each state writing its own standards then to most adopting the exact same set?
Well, Luna says he was there at the beginning. He says it started in 2007 with an informal conversation between school chiefs from a handful of states.
We realized that we had many of the same issues, that we were graduating students from our schools, but too many of them were going on and they weren't ready when they went to college. They weren't ready when they went into the workforce. And then we also realized it was very difficult for us to compare how our schools were doing state to state.
Then in 2008, the Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association organized to figure out how to write a shared set of standards. The next year, governors and school chiefs from 48 states agreed to work together to develop them. They got a big group of experts together to write them, and that group released the final draft in June 2010. Then states started to adopt them. Kentucky actually agreed to adopt them even before the first draft came out. Idaho lawmakers signed off on the standards in 2011.
We just heard Luna talking about comparing how schools are doing state to state.
Yeah, for supporters, it's not just about getting high standards. It's about everybody having the same standards. That's the common in Common Core. The argument goes if students have the same learning goals and, just as importantly, take the same tests, you can easily compare Idaho student progress to that of kids in California. But opponents really don't like having standards in common. They're afraid it will lead to a national curriculum where teachers have no control over what and how to teach, and they just don't believe states went into this without the federal government pulling the strings.
The opposition movement in this has become quite visible in the past few months. What are some of the other objections that these folks have?
It's a pretty long list. They say Common Core is crony capitalism, that it's just a way to get schools to buy more things like software and hardware to take tests with. They say it puts more emphasis on high-stakes testing, which they see as already overemphasized. They're concerned about data from those tests being used inappropriately, and a whole lot more.
Well, how valid are their objections?
They raise some points worth talking about, like, are we putting too much emphasis on testing? But there are some objections that are just conspiracy theories, and there are other objections that aren't really about Common Core, but about the nation's education system as a whole. The concern about data is one of those. What data schools gather about students, what they do with it, and how they safeguard it are important issues, but they're not directly about Common Core.